Power 904 at the party station. Power 904, power 904, power 904, power 904. Turn it up low. He knows River is in.
Unit 10.
Power at my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Out with the convoy, a black range. We pull up, gala act strange. Step with the force, you see the front page. Machiavelli style, gala move them waist. All them fi catch up, I will never left space. 904 have money till them can't erase. Fan a BBL, mama shake what you have. Go go time, baby, work for the bag. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Sharp like razor gang, the pump point. Them boy, yeah, I move undercover, oink oink. No splash with me, decorate and paint. Tool in a box, nuff hammer and nail. Grab the Sylvester, rap face turn pale. Soon as them see the kid, them start act stammer. Them say, me a done but a bit crazy. Warning, pull up with the black army. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing, he's a 10. You a fool, 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
Hey, everybody, this your boy Law Dog. Yo, I'm in the den with my girl, your girl, the host, Nala, on Power 904.
This your girl Nala, and you are sitting here right here in the den with your favorite host right here on Power 904. And yes, we are in Jacksonville, Florida with it, Duval. And I'm sitting here with my boy Law Dog today, right?
Yeah.
All right, so tell the people a little bit about yourself, who you are, and how long you've been doing what you do.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This your boy. What's up? What's up, Nala? How you doing?
I'm good.
It's a pleasure, pleasure. I've been hearing a lot about Nala, Nala, Nala. I was like, who is Nala? And they said,
oh. Yes. I'm glad you heard good thing.
Yeah, my name is Law Dog, all the way from Augusta, GA, Augusta, Georgia, the CSRA, the Georgia Liner, as James Brown said. You know, I've been in the business, wow, for decades. You might as well say I'm a legend. I've been in the business 40-something years, ever since I was a little boy. My family started out in the gospel. I started out playing drums, family groups, and I took it on up, managing groups, being in groups, and also I was the first, me and my cousin, I was with a group, Rhythm and Poetry, and we had a group, a gospel rap group, called the Overcomers, and everybody got all this gospel rap going on, but me and my cousin was the one of the first to do gospel rap, and so we all just transformed to the hip-hop. He said he wanted to go hip-hop, So I started managing out the hype man. Then I started being in the live band, you know, singing with a band called Loose Chain out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
ATL. Hooty hoo.
ATL, shout it.
Reggie gave me my boy Reggie Ware, he gave me my first shot of leading singing. And it stuck. The crowd liked it, doing weddings, college parties. And guess what? Somebody said that, Law Dog, why don't you go ahead and do your show? Why don't you go ahead and do your own solo? And I was with a group called Day One. We was called J.L. Murr back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I used to be shy.
What?
Everybody out there that's shy, or you won't believe it or not, I used to stutter.
Wow.
And you know how you hide behind the person in the class?
Yeah.
Well, that was me. Until guys, my boy, my producer, my best friend, Wayne Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
He started having me dancing, and they crank up the beat, and they know I'm gonna turn it out, cause I was like the class clown.
Right.
So you know it always got to be a class clown.
Always one.
So I was that one.
Wow. And how did he become the class clown?
How did he become a class clown?
I said, how did the shy kid become the class clown?
It kind of felt good because it was getting me out my
shade.
My shade. My you know what I'm saying?
Your shell.
Yeah, so when I did that shit, I said, wow! I came out that shell and it shocked them.
Wow.
And then everybody said, Lord, when you gonna do another show? When you gonna do another show? And I think, you know, thank my teachers over at Butler, Glen Hills, and Glen Hills, that's where I did started it at, my entertainment in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay.
I've been in the marching band, turning it out, dancing. And also, my godmother, Miss Brenda Pollard,
mm-hmm.
she allowed me at Lucy C. Laney High School to have my own office.
Wow, okay.
I was running a entertainment company in high school.
Awesome.
Managing groups in high school. And in I was in the cosmetology. Only reason why I was in cosmetology class is for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And to get free haircuts and facials and the hand thing y'all get.
Yeah.
I had to get a facial because I was a public eye.
Okay. And
for my exam, they know I wasn't going to be doing no hair. The cosmetology teacher by the name of Miss Washington. She said, hold on. For your exam, won't you go ahead and plan a big fashion show? Talent show. I said, can I do a talent show too? She said, this your show. I packed it in Augusta, Georgia.
Wow, awesome.
I got my group. I was the first one back in 1990, 92, 93.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when Puff Daddy did the Rip the Runway?
Yeah.
Years later. But I was the first one to do it. Sorry, P. Diddy. But I got to take it, baby. The truth is the truth. The facts is the facts. I was the first one to do Rip the Runway with rapping, singing, and the modeling. And we packed out the whole gym.
Wow. That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. Okay, so you...
Law Dog.
Law Dog. That's how you got the name.
No, I was online to be a Q. We were little Q pups back in the day. And I was stumped. We was stumped hard. And we was a high school, you know how the Deltas had the Delta.
Yeah.
Going around high school. Well, the Q's had us, the little Q's.
Right.
The little Q pups.
Okay. Q pups, not Q dogs.
The Q pups, right.
Okay.
So we started out in Augusta, and Law Dog, then I went over to the Bad Boy side of Motorcycle Club. Shots out to True Icons and the Buffalo Soldiers.
Okay.
And them Country Boys. Atomic Dogs. You know, they showed me love.
Okay.
I was a free rider back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Free rider motorcycle.
Okay.
And that's how I kept the name Long.
That's what's up. Okay. So since you've been in the industry and working with so many people for so long, can you share any insights on effective negotiation or any conflicts that you had to reside or you know, deal with as you grew?
Well, being in the business, everybody say the business is a shrewd business, right?
That's what they say.
It's shrewd. You know, you had I had to deal with folks telling me no. And when I say the record, the radio stations told me no. But look, if you believe in something, you believe in your craft, you don't let nobody tell you no.
And right, at all.
Yes, which for you, what God has for you is for you. You're just being at the right place at the right time. And so what happened was, I was this guy walking with a limp, walking up and down the street, up and down Lane and Walker Boulevard, walking from one side of the town over to the side of the town, had a briefcase on my shoulder, going to the meeting. I always had somewhere to go. I always got to keep on the hustle.
Right.
Always on the phone. And all of a sudden, I got a chance to work with y'all, my friends, my best friends from Augusta. Y'all may know them. They named Deuce.
Deuce.
Remember the hit song? Come on, baby, take them daisy.
Oh, my God, yes.
Well, thank y'all for making us platinum. Then we came out and did Deuce 2. And not in my friend Creole D with L.A. Snow. And Creole D asked me, and we was talking, said, we like to do a Deuce 2. So I worked with them on that project. So
right.
Being at the right place at the right time, hanging around them. And then my first management gig was, I cannot forget about it. You know, I'm learning. I ain't went to school for it. Learning. Being at the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Being around folks. Anything mm-hmm. you want to do, be around it.
Right.
If you want to play basketball, be around it. Be in the gym. So you can develop your craft.
Right.
And so this guy by the name of Caesar, with Caesar Blues Town, he was Creole for Louisiana. He's come down. We had a club called Caesar's Blues Town USA right there on Riceboro Road.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me the first chance, and he gave me a book on how to be in the music business, and I used to read management and wow. Read the management side, and I learned everything, and he gave me my chance to be his manager. And I started getting them shows, and then I went on dealing with my friends. Y'all know him as the one and only Southern Players.
Yes.
Tizo and Trap and BJ.
Mm-hmm.
So he was at a club called Johnny Supper Club in Augusta. So they always just see me, invite me in. Come on in, Long Dog. Come on in. I got you. And then we used to be able to say, Dickie Rock.
Oh, my God. Rock.
All that, doing the dance in the crowd. And then they took up under their wing. And then another group, my friend now, Top Secret. My friend, Bobby, my ace. I used to go to his house, tell me about the business. showing me the business. You know how some people like can't get it in the classroom? Some is like that, like that on the job training.
Right.
If you learn on the job training, you got to get in where you fit in. You know, it's just like you. I'm pretty sure you found your niche.
I have.
And you're doing a good job at it. And I'm going to tell you this. Then I'm going to let you say something. Now, what happened was I got into sound and lighting. Rufus Sound and Lighting. Friend Rudy Collins. We call him Shaka Zulu from Atlanta, New York. We had our own sound company. And the guy, the radio stations who used to shut the door in my face, it turned back around on them. They had to come to me. And he said, go ask Low Dog on how much he gonna charge you for the sound and light. You know how some people like got the
I'm finna go talk to him. You gotta suck it in now. You gotta humble yourself.
Here you go. Oh, hey man, how you doing, Law Dog? Man, get out of here. I said, yo, charge it. But came in my side.
But right.
I said, he cool people. See, don't hold no grudge in the business.
Ever.
You don't want to take no baggage. Because God don't get them for you. Just pray about it and take it to the altar.
You talking and to somebody?
I had another friend of mine who I had the pleasure of working with.
Uh-huh.
We best friends. Y'all know I'm as pressure. Put your thing down. Gotta put your thing down. And then, if y'all remember that TV show, that movie called Players Club.
Yes.
What's the name? Say my name's like a villain.
That's so, you're telling our age.
Oh,
That's so amazing. That is so amazing. So what are some of the lessons that you have learned from failure with going through all of this?
The lessons I learned is trust your gut. Trust your instinct. My mama, my grandmother, y'all know what they used to tell me? It don't take money. It takes money to run a business. My mom used to say, it takes somebody to go put some money up. You ain't got no money. You got to show them.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody tell you you can't do nothing in life.
At all.
Because my motto and my brand is, my brand organization is Musicians, Actors, United, and Disabled. And my company called Law Entertainment Group.
Right.
You know, Musicians, Actors, United, and Disabled, and EO Brand and Sports, the basketball brand.
Mm-hmm.
If we can, so can you.
Yep.
EO Brand and Sports is equal opportunity. Law Entertainment Group, we love to make dreams come true.
Love it.
So if you're an artist, or you may say, I can't sing.
Right.
Find your niche. I used to be a street promoter, passing out flyers. I was on the radio doing what you're doing right from my own home. I called a radio station. My friend Eric Cudd, he had me on the telephone, and I was interviewing just like how me and you doing right now.
Yeah.
On the telephone before we had cell phones.
That's crazy.
So I said that to say this. Whatever you want to do, I don't care if you want to learn the lights, go to the show. Or come find me.
Okay.
Law Dog. And
you heard?
I was I would stick you with the people. Because we can't, you know, people wanna hold you down. Let me go. Let them go.
Let them go.
Let them go.
Yes.
Let them shine. If you can't do it, how you know he or she can't do it?
And that's why you can't do it, because they saying that they can't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like how you got your camouflage. Uh-huh. See,
yeah.
You ready to go to battle.
I'm ready.
You're
that's why
for yours.
We in the den. You are in the lion's den. Yes, you are. We are always at battle. You are always at battle with the lionesses over here. Yes. But I did have to find my niche, which you talked about. I started out going to school for surgical tech, and I walked out on my intern like, this is not for me. Like, I'm not finna do that. I'm not finna do this. Standing over people all day on my feet, just that wasn't for me. I love people. I want to be around people. I want to be, you know, getting to know who I need to know, because this is what I feel like my calling is. I went to school, sat in my room, did business, got my little degree, and then I started my podcast right in my room. And my mom used to be like, I don't know why you sitting in that room all the time. Why are you sitting in there just doing nothing?
Wow.
Yes.
Me and you the same. Because guess what? It's funny you said circuit to tech. Guess what my degree was in?
What?
My first degree was in certified nursing assistant, a CNA.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went and got my entrepreneurship degree. Because everybody used to say, you need your credentials. You need the credentials.
Yes.
But guess what? So I started doing CNA work. I love the elderly. I love the disabled. Because that's why I came up with my song, Crazy Leg Shuffle.
Okay.
You could do it on the dance floor. You could do it in your chair. Or you could do it in your wheelchair.
So you got a little dance out. Okay.
Check this out. The reason why I said that, because when I was in healthcare, working at the nursing homes, personal care home, guess what? Music and healthcare go hand in hand. Don't let them tell you wrong. Why? Because range of motions.
That's right.
Range of motion. Music, you'll be surprised. I don't care if it's shag music. I don't care if it's country. I don't care if it's rock and roll.
Music gospel. Is therapy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You said it.
Music is therapy. And I'm glad you said that, because we support mental health, and you know the month of May is coming up. We try to support mental health all the time, because that's something big that people don't understand where it comes from. Like, you can't do nothing if your mental is not right. Like, you can't focus. You can't, you know, give your 100%. You can't do nothing.
And you feel funny you said that. You know, I used to march in the band.
Uh-huh.
And you got a drum line, too. I have a battle of the drum line every year, alumni battle of the drum line.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in the band, people used to be like, I don't know if we can, excuse me. They used to say, I don't know if we can allow the band to go into the mental health part, because the people, I said, let us go. They'll be all right. And look, them folks, the mental health people were dancing,
mm-hmm.
having a good time, and marching. Because what they say, music soothes the savage beast.
It does.
If you play music, what's that lion gonna do in the den? He just gonna
calm down. Calm down.
And when they hear your voice in the den, your audience, they calm down.
Yes.
And they get hype. And they start listening to what you have to say.
Yes. I like
Am
that.
Am I right?
Nope, you're right. Because we in the den.
But you got to speak the truth.
Yes. And you are. You are. So being that you're doing all this, right? So how you stay updated? You sound like a busy person. Like you got a whole lot going on. You are involved in so many things. How do you stay so updated on the trends and the technologies and everything that's going on, especially now in 2024?
Well, you got to learn. You got to go back to school. You got whatever thing you want to learn. The technology part, my friend Wayne, I call him, ask him questions. You know, man, I ain't even tell you nothing. I ain't even tell it.
Right.
He said, that's what you got YouTube for. I learned that in college. YouTube yep. is your friend.
Your best friend.
Gym tutorials. My little yep. nephew, my godson, he was going to college for film. You know what he said?
What did he say?
He said, Pop. He said, Papa Law. I said, what's up, man? I dropped out of class. I dropped out of school. I said, why mm-hmm. he did that? He said, because I wasn't learning nothing enough. I'm not the people's, your teachers, your professors, don't take it the wrong way. But everybody learn different. You know
they do.
Saying? But, you know, people want to know right then and there. So he said he learned more stuff on tutorials.
Yeah.
And to who will keep me aggressive and keep me lined up? Team Law.
That part.
Bliss. Sinful. Miss Davis. Rod and Angela Prince. The CEOs and the vice president of Law Entertainment Group. I'm just the founder and and I'll be thinking about stuff. Advisor, a vision person.
Right.
You got to have a vision too.
And yeah. Then,
here you go. Coming up for Miss God bless me to know Miss Tori Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And you.
Mm-hmm.
And Cherry.
Yep.
All these folks, it takes a team to run me.
Yes.
When I want to go out on this side, the left side, they got to pull me back on the right side.
Yeah.
So my mind be going because the way I see it, you got a lot. It's so much to do for the disabled. It's much to do for the music business.
Right.
Because it's not giving chances no more.
Nope. You're getting looked over for the littlest stuff.
I mean, what is going to hurt to just take a little time out your schedule? It's enough money to go around.
Yeah.
Everybody want to say, so busy saying, don't leave no crumbs on the table. Don't leave no crumbs.
No, leave them. Yep.
That crumb may not have been for you. It may have been that left. You know how people be trying to do the crumbs in the hand and put the crumbs in the hand?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know y'all all have the uncles and the granddaddies. My uncle, you know, used to smoke that cigarette.
All the way to the tea.
And they put the ashes in the
hand. Yep.
And put it in the pocket.
Yep.
That's old school. Nah, I said that to say this. Let that ash go. Don't hold it. We so busy doing like this here. And you see how my hand is?
Mm-hmm.
It's so cut. And if you hold it tight enough, you're going to feel a cramp.
Right.
And that hand is going to leave a mark. So you so busy getting your hands closed in the entertainment business. Now you can't come in a closed hand, right?
Right. You can't do that. You can try.
Hand open. Let your heart be open.
Yeah.
Let your mind flow.
Yes.
That's why I did this song, The Crazy Lady Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
People be put down so much. People don't have, we got baby boomers.
Yep.
You know, when I went to do my show, I said, everybody get up. Everybody stand on your feet. Everybody was standing on your feet because they had me coming up on the stage with my cane. You know what I'm saying? And I said, yeah, this is your boy Law Dog. You can do it on the dance floor. You can do it on the dance floor. You can do it in your chair or your wheelchair. And guess what they did?
What they did?
Some of them stood up. The ones wasn't able, sat in their chairs and sat in the rollator walkers. Them baby boomers were like, ooh, child, I'm so glad you did a song that we can do. Because no offense to all the other, why put these songs, you doing all this kicking with it? You got baby boomers coming to your show, people with hip replacements, knee replacements.
And still and doing. Yeah.
They want to dance. They want to get their boogie on.
People don't dance no more, though.
All they do is this.
That's all they do.
Me, yeah. I can get me a good old seat. Look at that. Ooh. See, I'm just lounging around.
Right.
But people's in bed. If you're a bed bound, and your mom, your grandmama, your auntie, your granddaddy, if they bad bow, get them some music.
Right.
Take them back to what they used to do.
And music makes people happy. No matter where you at, you can turn on anything, and people's moods change just like that. Just put it on.
Quick in the eye.
Put it on. So I got a wild card moment what I do right here in the den, and that's to break us out of our seriousness and so people can get to know you on a different level of stuff that you don't do because you always serious all the time. So the wild card is you talked about, you know, your crazy leg song.
Yeah.
You talked about music at the beginning where you sing R&B, you know a lot of people, whatever. So the wild card for you is to give us a little bit of your music or a song that you did back in the day.
Oh. What I did?
Or what you did? One of your solo songs, when they told Law Dog that he need to go solo, what was you out there singing to them people?
What I was used to do, and also I have a song called May I Have This Dance that's out on all social media platforms. May I Have This Dance on all social media platforms. Law Dog Crazy Leg Shuffle on all social media platforms.
Okay.
Now, what the songs, I had two.
Uh-huh.
Now, the one I used to do in the gym back at Lady High School, we'd be in the bleachers early in the morning or just sitting around. The gym used to be quiet. I used to say, wop, bop, a loop, bop, a wop, bop, bop, tootie, fruity, oh, loopy, a tootie, fruity, ooh, oh, loop, ooh. My name is Paul. I got a girl.
Right, just out of nowhere early in the morning.
It did. I said, Mary, go, 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 in the mix. Law Dog. Law Dog. I am Law Dog. They put me in the mix.
Okay. Yeah. Look at you.
My name is Law Dog. I don't play no games. I get you hype. And I do the same. And then after that, and I, y'all know what I do.
But still.
I say, ladies and gentlemen, right there, classmates. He said, what's up, Law Dog? I said, man, I'm ready to do my thing. He said, Law Dog do his thing. I said, y'all ready to get on up?
Uh-huh.
Get up, stay on the scene, get on up like a sex machine, get on up. Then I said, I don't want nobody to give me nothing. What would I do? I get it myself. And then they said, go, James Brown, do the James Brown. Then I started doing the James Brown, and then they said, do the split. And when they said, do the split, I said, oh.
You had a whole show for them in the morning, huh?
And that was the pep rally.
That was a whole pep rally. That was a whole pep rally.
And then the good thing about it was I used to be with my friend Champ and Senator Charles Walker of Augusta, Georgia, the Walker Group. And guess what? I had a chance to sit down with James Brown and go in the studio with the guy called James Brown.
Okay.
And I was in his video called Move On.
Well, everybody going to go be looking for you now.
Yeah, look up James Brown Move On. I was the guy in the red t-shirt with the black shorts with the Michael Cooper socks on with the white socks and shoes at the park.
At the park.
And
okay.
You know, people you say, go Mallet, go Mallet, go Mallet, go Mallet. You remember they went from MC Hammer to go Mallet.
Uh-huh.
Then all they had to say, go load up. Then I'm take it up.
And you took over.
I took over. And then when I was in college at Virginia College, the class with choir, right? They were back in 2012, 2013, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So I was. The class was quiet. I just holler out and said, I'm in love with a cuckoo. And I said, I told my teacher, I said, teach so and so. This class worked way too much. You need to cut it.
You got all the throwbacks for us.
Look, one girl was laughing so much, she about to wet herself. And she couldn't stop. She would cry, and she ran out the classroom. Every time she tried to come back in the class,
That's so crazy. That's awesome, though. You got a whole show. You do have a whole show. Oh, yeah. Okay. So we appreciate you for sharing all that, letting them get in on your fun side.
Huh?
I said we appreciate you for sharing all that and letting them get in on your fun side.
Yeah, because we was out there doing the butt.
Wow. Y'all was twerking back then.
We weren't twerking. We were doing cotton candy, sweet and gold.
Yeah, the Lucy Rose. Yes.
boy, lap dance tabletop. Get it, don't stop.
Ah, the old school. The good song. The good song. Good song. Okay.
And I was to be on the show with Chuck Rock.
Mm.
When they sung that song, Treat 'Em Right.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, and we had this Greek line. I used to party with the Q Dogs. I partied at Payne College with the Qs.
When they had
college parties, and when we was up at Augusta College.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we was at Augusta College. Back then in Augusta. It's called Medical College of Georgia now.
Mm-hmm.
He came, and guess what I did? Knowing me, I used to party with him. They had their Greek stroll.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Greek stroll too.
Okay. That's crazy. So how do you encourage those people around you and everyone around you to keep going and reach their full potential?
Well, I encourage you again to, you know, don't never let them see you sweat. I don't care if somebody done scandalized your name and done told a lie on you in the business or said you said that, but you know you ain't said that. I had people steal ideas from me.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your copy of what you ain't. Don't worry about it because they're not going to do it like how you did it because
right.
I remember I did I had my book and I had ideas and I told this guy that I want to do a music awards for all the local artists. And mm-hmm. Not the dog. They came back around, somebody did it. But you guess what? I said, I went to the show. I ain't get mad. I ain't get ugly. But it wasn't the way I was going to do it.
Right.
You do it. Still do what you want to do. I tell you, don't let nobody tell you, oh, it ain't going to work.
Right.
How they know it ain't going to work?
And that's my motivation. The more they say that, or they be like, no, we already done this or this, and I be like, but they're not me. You know what I'm saying? They're not me.
Because I had plans. I had, you know, God bless me. You know, I ain't have no car. I wasn't driving.
Right.
This person, they them here, way over there. And I don't
right.
know, I was at the Jack the Rapper convention.
Mm-hmm.
Conventions. Way in Tunica, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C. You know what I'm saying? I learned. And guess what? I found my niche.
Yeah.
I found my craft. Yeah, at times I came home, I was heartbroken. I was crying.
Yeah. You're going to go through it, though. They never said we wasn't going to go through it.
But guess what it's going to do?
Build you.
When it ain't going to kill you, it's going to make you what? Stronger.
Stronger. Yep.
You know how old ladies used to say, you take a fist, don't hit nobody. But you take that fist and you strike a mean blow.
When you come back.
When you come back, you going to take that bull by that horn. Or you go get that thing about that guzzle,
mm-hmm.
and you just gonna flow with it. I'm not being violent, but you got to attack what you want to do. You got to kick down them doors.
Yep.
Shizzle your way through. Eventually, you gonna see that light. Because I know it was many times that you want to give up.
Yeah.
I know many times other people want to give up. I know people that they say, forget it. I give up.
Yeah.
Why are you giving up? And then when a person like me come up, you know what they say? Low dog, how you do it? How do you look at that person that had two neck surgeries, and two back surgeries,
right,
stroke, and a slight heart attack. Whatever you done been through, car accident, I don't care. Get yourself up out that bed.
Yep.
Get yourself up out that chair.
Yep.
Exercise. Bliss tells me all the time. Simple tell me all the time. And now I done met y'all. Y'all checking on me like, wow.
Yeah.
Where y'all was at all my life?
The real ones get licked over all the time.
God, because what you got to do too is pray. I pray every morning for the company. And I say, God, send me suitable people. Send me who you want me to work with. Who you have with me. Because it seems like if we go out there and pick them,
we're picking the wrong people. We're
picking the wrong people.
When we picking them because we want them, not because they supposed to be there. It's what we want. And that's what helped me too. I just started falling back. And like you said, just started praying and meditating and sitting down.
Watch the tape and fast this thing. Look at y'all now. I don't see any beautiful logos going around.
Thank you.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, we working.
That team right there. I need them. Look, and I had this one lady talking about, you just don't want to hear from women, or you just don't want no woman to tell you nothing. Look, I love women. Not like that. What I'm saying?
Well, you love them.
Because why? Behind every good man, there's a good woman. Behind every good woman, there's a good man.
Yeah.
But I don't like to say behind. I don't want nobody to be behind me.
Right, be beside me.
We're going to walk beside this thing, and we're going to take one step at a time.
Okay.
And we're going to see that tunnel together.
That's right.
We got to bring them up. We need to leave a legacy for our kids.
Yes.
Look here. That's the goal. I see how y'all doing y'all things. You know, you went and found the way to get that microphone. You went to learn and found the way to get them graphics.
Yeah.
People be want to do your graphics. They just want to give you anything.
And that part. Just throw you on the flyer.
Throw you on the fly. People don't want to put me on no flyer. Mm. And I got to thank God for DJ Ike Blocker. For Rock the Block DJs. He flying me out on Mother's Day to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay, congrats.
To do a show at the Mother's Day.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna let you talk it. Walk it like you talk it. I'm going to say this. I don't care how many people's in your audience. If the sound mess up, keep singing. The music mess up, keep flowing.
Yeah.
I don't care how many people's in the audience.
Keep going.
Give it your best shot. Just do it like you got 1,000 people's in there. Millions of people, hundreds.
Yeah.
Because that one person or that two person or the three may know this person. You never know who's going to be.
You never know who somebody know.
That's right. And just like, you never know who's watching this right here.
Yeah.
Because guess what they going to do? They going to take you, elevate you up.
Yeah. That's the goal.
One brick at a time. Or what I like to say, one mic at a time.
One mic at a time, and I'm gonna take it. Yep. Yeah.
One click at a time.
What? That's it.
They done messed up when they gave us cell phones, didn't they?
They did. They did. And
Google
is our best friend.
Google best friend.
Go look me up on Google. Well, okay, Law Dog, we appreciate you, and I really, really thank you for taking the time out to get on here, talk to me, encourage us, you know, motivate us. You gave out so many jewels in this interview. I just pray people listen to it, you know, do what they're supposed to do with the information that you gave us, and keep it moving.
And I would like to give special thanks to working on my new album. Yeah, you're going to be hearing about it.
Okay.
The whole team going to be back. I would like to thank Lamont Bliss. He's my mentor and just signed a deal with his label.
Okay.
That's for Us Entertainment. And him and Sinful and the whole, and my, can't forget about that, my super producer.
Okay.
Who gave tracks, Aries at Glow Street Studios, Activator Film, Wayne Wonder, Tony Owen. And I got to thank 94 Power 904, because y'all got the power.
We got it. Send the P.
And also Tori Jones.
Yeah.
Miss Jones. Mia. Mrs. Jones.
All right.
On the show. Thank y'all.
We appreciate you as well. We love you. We hope to see more of you, which we know we will. So I'm not even going to say hope. We will see more of you in the future.
Also, y'all can go on to Law, excuse me, cutting y'all.
Go ahead.
Go on to lawegroup.com.
LawEgroup.com.
To follow me.
All right.
Capital L, then lowercase a, then lowercase w, and then capital E, and then in the capital G, small ROUP.com. And you can be able to follow me and do it. And it got some big things coming up. And also, we got Brown Beauty Magic with Rod and Angela Prince, Youth Empowerment Solutions.
Okay.
For all your kids and the parents, the kids who cannot make it to Disneyland and Disney World, we do the Disney Princesses. And I had so many kids, we had so many kids, and shout out to Angel and the staff. Little girls be crying because they never think they was gonna meet Princess Jasmine. Princess Lana, Tiana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big ups to Brown Beauty Magic, the host, the founder Dorian Scales.
Okay.
Rod and Angela Prince. Power 904. Keep doing what y'all doing.
We will. All right. We appreciate you once again. And all right, you guys, you heard it here first right here in the den with your girl Nala on Power 904.
Nala.
That's me. I really do appreciate you. I learned a lot from you in this interview. And I'll keep in touch, just like Miss Tori do our weekly check-ins. This won't be the last time you hear from me. So,
anything you want, is we recording still?
You're going to be recorded, but it's going to get edited. I had to set it up before we get cut off.
Well, by time. You could call me anytime, get my number.
Okay.
I could be able to help you any way I can, because Channel 12 and the CW Network is giving me my own TV show called Behind the Lights.
Okay.
Mark, he's my account guy over at Channel 12. And my contacts are your contacts. I'm not holding nothing in. You can ask Tori. I got it. You got it. That's how we got to be. Can't hold it in. We can't take it with us.
Right.
I love your
setup. You're right.
I love your setup.
Thank you. I'm still working on it. You'll see more.
Yeah, I have my own thing I'm trying to do called the Down by Law Show.
Okay.
But I would like for you to help me. I'm doing this thing called, you know, we got them independent wrestlers and stuff. Oh. I'm going to do this thing called In the Ring.
Okay.
I need some writers. I can't write.
You can't write. Okay, yeah, we do the journalists.
I can't script. I like the way y'all write this thing. I like the way you talk.
Thank you.
We gonna do some big things. The Power 904 is going farther. Watch.
And we are.
Have y'all.
We gonna be right there.
Y'all gonna be overseas doing y'all thing.
Oh Lord, that's a vision.
You got to speak it into existence.
Yes.
You cannot just sit there and hold it right there.
Right.
You got to write the vision and make it plain.
And make a plan.
Whatever city you want to do this for me, every city you want to go to, write it.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do for y'all business, write it.
Write it down. Yep.
And we'll pray. And you say, well, Law Dog, this is what I want to do. Because like when one, two, or three are gathered in name, be a myth.
It will be. Yep. You know?
And yeah, I'm a counselor too. So anytime okay. you need to talk, anytime you things, my phone is on 24 hours a day.
That's always good to hear.
Because I know sometimes we can't tell our best friend or tell our coworker what we want to tell them. Why? Because we don't want everybody to know the business.
That's right. That's right. Your own way.
Keep that smile going. I can see you.
I am.
I can see you smiling.
I am.
I can see you acting too. I can see you acting too.
Who acting? I don't. Well, I got personalities now because I'm a mom and I also do hosting. So the personalities switch up real quick.
You know, you could do a host. You could be in an acting in a movie with you just hosting.
Oh, okay.
I got something coming.
Get all ready. Right. We here.
I have an actor by the name of Reggie Lewis. He was in the movies in Edible Defeat of Mr. and Pete, State of Grace, Boardwalk Empire, Shackles. Got something going for you. Get ready for that my storyline, my Law Dog movie, because I'm going to need you, because it was a female DJ was in there.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right.
All right. We pray. Care yourself.
You too.
All Love right. You. Good night.
Good night.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
What's happening? It's your boy Big Trouble, and I'm chilling in the den with Nala, Power 904.
Hey, so,
Big.
Hey, shit.
Do my thing, you know what I'm saying? Stay out the way.
Shit.
Yeah. Niggas out your way.
I ain't even funny, but get money like I'm Seinfeld. Got the kind of work if you don't cut, you kill, you clientele. Early in the morning, got them blowing out their boogers. Man, how you keep them up, man? I just cut that shit with sugar. The shit I'm serving stronger than Tyson in 93. They be nodding in and out, look like a baby fighting sleep. I done caught a lot of heat, little nigga don't talk about it. They popping all that shit, knowing that I be painting houses. All the capping on the net, I bet I leave your family pouting. Your partner say he's sliding, but they found him in the mountains. I'm litty with the semi, you don't hear me? Maybe I should make you feel me and send shots through your hemi. Leave you slumped, looking silly. I just got back from Philly, busting nuts on rich titties. Should've got featured with Meek and call that bitch Papa Willie. But I'm back to drug dealing, cutting, bagging, and shipping. I'm trying to stack up the millions while keeping my sons dripping. When I throw that money up, I make them scuffle to the floor. Yeah, it's Gator, the combustion through the door. Yeah, I'm fucking up the spot and leaving. I leave them bleeding, nigga, just give me a reason being. I leave a season, don't make no sudden moves or do no reaching. You must be tweaking, that's the type of shit, where are you seeing? And then believing, you know how I ride when it's down, music on blasting. Pistol in my lap, and when you itching, I'ma scratch it. And anybody's got something to say about how I'm living. I can do your ass the same way the freezer did Krillin. Bitch, I'm holding all the budget, chopper swinging with the beam. Oh, a nigga shot back in 2016. Well, you pussy and you know it. When I see you, I'ma show it. Up and on you, I'ma blow it. Leave your mama holding roses. Bitch, you're colder than the coldest. My heart black as my knuckles from beating niggas up behind my glasses because they chuckle. I'm a gangster in disguise, always moving in silence. I'm only fucking only if she came with low mileage. I like my bitches nasty, suck it till you gagging. Sacrifice your F for me and shake your dairy F for me. I get it to the telly, I go straight up in the belly. Been the over stroking in that ass like jelly. And I'm dancing out the window, haters checking my Pirellis. If you thought you pushing up on me, that shit that made me daddy. Shoot across the street at niggas like I got the right of way. Choppers in the oven, 40 cows in the microwave. Better stop fucking with me if you don't wanna die today. Got my bucks up, guns up, nigga, I got time today.
Hey man, it's your boy Camo, you heard me?
That's right.
Hey, I wanna thank those who left me in the midst of this journey, you feel me?
We greatly appreciate it.
Now I can move on and do what I gotta do and keep doing what I gotta do for me. I'm doing this fine, yeah.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
This is for my haters. Grab your salt shakers. It's been a good year, yeah. I copped a couple acres. Niggas in they feelings. I'm all about the business. Trying to make a killing while you worry about the women. Give it to them straight. I don't do the gossip. Staying in my lane. More money, more problems. Just made a deposit. I'm converting euros. Niggas say I'm trash. I got commas, you a zero. Flexing with the stimmy. Boy, you ain't winning. Your pockets match the jeans. Boy, they looking real skinny. Drawing up the plays. Sticking to the script. Every move in silence. Yeah, I know you see the drip. One man band. Use a one trick pony. Doing what you can't. You ain't got nothing on me. I get it if I want it. Shining cause I'm winning. He ain't how you start. It's how you motherfucking finish. Let them do it just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them, hey, to step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them, hey, to step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up.
Been a sucker. Bust a couple heads, I ain't never been a buster. Might have got finessed, I ain't never been a fool. Graduated from the streets, I ain't never finished school. I'm just reaping what I sown, been a long time coming. And it's a marathon, it's been a long time running. I've been watching y'all niggas, and all y'all funny. Your person only fans taking all y'all money. I'm fine, I never changed up. You say they talking dying, tell them get they change up. Cause talk means nothing, and paper means all. I sweat nobody, I guess that mean y'all. I did this on my own, I did it by myself. You niggas getting carried, you niggas need help. So if I'm ever sitting round haters and they worm about me, I flip them the middle finger before I tell them bro.
I'm doing just fine, I was down now more. Tell them hey to step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine, cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine, I was down now more. Tell them hey to step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine, cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing
no
when they lost. Blowing up my phone, got a lot of missed calls. I done moved on, learned to let go. I gave them everything, I ain't giving no more. Future looking good, money getting long. Kids getting big, bout to leave this shit alone. Take a few trips, buy some new whips. Cop a new crib with a down ass bitch. Living my dream, doing what I love. Game in my veins, going steady, moving up. Competing with myself, and I'ma go to war. You ain't fucking with me, boy, you see the scoreboard. Beats of the mic, I got this shit sold. Every move bold, yeah, I'm sticking to my goals. Sitting on top, money to the flow. I need a push mop just to see the fucking flow. I say I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them haters, step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them haters, step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine. I say I'm doing just fine.
Okay, don't play with me.
You are currently in the den.
I just want you. Bartender, give me a couple more bangs. Gotta give me a couple more dances. The way you make that ass bounce with no hands. Coming down the road. There's no secret why I'm here tonight. You keeping me on hold.
Them girls out twerking, making them bang. Them girls out twerking with no hands. Them girls out twerking, making them bang.
In the air, straight twerking it.
Go, baby. It's your birthday. Look good to me, girl, on your worst day. Gonna ride this thing like a subway. So the best in the house, girl, okay. Twerk that thing for me all day. Twerk that thing out of four way. Do it with no hands, girl. Watch me pop them bands, girl.
girls out here twerking, making them bands. Them girls out here twerking with no hands. Them girls out here twerking, making them bands. Them girls out here twerking with no hands. With no hands.
The nigga
see me on the streets, ask me about it, I'ma handle that. Got a Tommy gun, make your chest look like a camelback. Armani jeans sagging over Jordan's Florida fitted cap. LJ the Joker, that's my name, you should remember that. 26 is on the Chevy Classic, where I sit them at. Two boss bitch on Tweety Birds, chasing put a test. Longs get behind us, they gon' stash it and they put it tack. Test me in the kitchen, I could bake the perfect circle. Whip the Lord Winslow, have him geek like Urkel. Can't explain the feeling that I get from smoking purpose. Like my soul leave my body and I'm looking at the earth. Tony Montana attitude like the world is mine. No matter what the year, this my fucking time. Rap game, we ran up on them with the Tech 9. Laid them down for everything and now this shit is all mine. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. Be rocking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. Be rocking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. For you niggas get it twisted, first off, I'm a Florida boy. Fuck where you from, you get bust by a Florida boy. Got it on your mind, niggas coming with them cutter toys. Lewis Rich, Butterball, hunt you like a turkey boy. Shorty hella sexy, Jordan Shannon, that's my almond joy. Get yourself together, say that hating for the mother boys. Keep it on my hip, I spray paint your corduroys. At your mama house, broad day in front of all your boys. Niggas like hoes, biting, jocking my attire. TV gangster snitching, cause he seen it on the wire. MP5 mode, motherfucking live. NBA championship, floor seats, courtside. Don't in the streets for them grade A fetamines. Bitches in the club, going hard on them jelly beans. Mouth no golds, white tee, so you notice me. Pistol hanging out my back pocket, so don't toy with me. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. I be rocking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. I be rocking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. Pull up on the scene, stunting hard, rim skating. Feeling like plies, cause I got these niggas hating. Bitches chase a nigga like a game of cat and mouse. Crank that T-double-D and watch me take him to the house. Looking for Rihanna, cause I need me a bad bitch. Boast it, sexy love, something that could take a dick. Joker penetrating, have her legs and knees shaking. And she love this Oscar Mayer, cause I'm bringing home the bacon. Hear you niggas talking, guarantee you don't live it. Look like credit, niggas push it to the limit. Got it on they mind till I up that 1-5. Have his whole team dancing like a Soul Train line. Twist a nigga wig all red like a Rubik's Cube. Had him low searching for a hint like Blue's Clues. Talking to no camera crews, avoiding no detectives too. Wanna be a TV star, I put you on the evening news. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. Rockin' dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trappin' at, making all the money. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. I be rockin' dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trappin' at, making all the money.
Do your money dance, now do your money dance. If you out here getting money, do your money dance. Now do your money dance, now do your money dance. If you out here getting money,
now that's dope. Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-minute indie spotlight show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.